Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 10th of February, and I'm recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this is probably the quietest trading day of the year so far, although there was a little bit of activity and excitement in Asia. For instance, the Japanese stock market, which is recovering following that sharp drop from that 15,000 level to 14,000 level on the Nikkei, was up another 1.77% here today. The ASX 200, that's Australia, that was up over a percent here as well. But the bigger story, really, was the Shanghai Composite Index. Remember, that was closed for the first 4 days last week, and then it opened on Friday and started soft, but then closed with a modest gain. But that was up over 2% here today, and so a reasonable upward dynamic, helping to correct the short-term oversold condition. Interestingly, though, I noticed that the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong, that did not move upwards. It was down a quarter of a percent. And the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index was also down just over a quarter of a percent. Now, elsewhere, quiet and mixed in Asia. And we can say pretty much the same thing about the European indices, again, quiet and mixed. There might have been a little bit of a kerfuffle over that German Federal Constitutional Court decision that came out last week. It was trying to pull back power from the European Central Bank, which has enabled it to support the bond market. That raised an eyebrow when I saw it over the weekend and read about it. But fortunately, it's being thrown over to the European Court of Justice, probably where it belongs. And I don't think, well, my guess is that we'll see a reversal of that or an overruling of that of that decision. Otherwise, Europe would be in trouble. Okay, what else to mention here? Let's take the U.S. markets. They were a little soft here at the pre-opening, during the pre-opening and during the open, but then gradually picked up. The best by far was the NASDAQ, which was up over 0.5% here at the close. And one of the reasons for that was Apple was up over $9 here today. And the news that might well have helped that was that Carl Icahn dropped his push for a much bigger share buyback program. And I think the general consensus, with which I agree, is that Apple has done more than enough here in terms of share buybacks, and also in terms of dividend increases for the time being. Now, the other U.S. indices, the Dow was barely higher, and the S&P was just a tad higher, 0.16%. What's taking place here is that the oversold condition that I was talking about early last week, quite oversold condition, is being, of course, corrected by this rally that was quite strong during the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. So the big question here is that will this now start to run out of steam? My guess is that it probably will, but I've stayed my hand here to in terms of reopening a a short in the U.S. just yet. I'm hoping it nudges a little bit higher, but not expecting all that much higher. And what else to look at? The government bond markets, again, quiet, everything quiet here today, but the U.S. 10-year is trading at 2.67, so very much in the middle of its trading range here overall, this big medium-term trading range, which I feel will eventually lead to another move to the upside, but not immediately. I think one of the reasons why markets are quiet here today is that because Janet Yellen is speaking tomorrow. It'll be the first time that she has spoken as head of the Fed, and that will be very very interesting to see what she actually has to say. And I think the markets will move a little bit on that, one way or another, and possibly both ways. And elsewhere, currencies, again, very, very quiet here today. Although I noticed that India could not move upwards against that background of China moving higher. Not that it should have, really. But it had been quietly steady last week, India had. But the Indian rupee got down very close to that 62 level. Remember, I've said that the central bank wants to get the rupee just a little bit below that 62, into that 62 to 60 range, and hold it there. And it's been struggling to do that here recently. But so the Indian rupee got down, say, just about touched that 62 level, and then closed a little higher on the day. Now, other developments in here. I mentioned that currencies were very, very quiet, although I noticed in the Asian markets where currencies had firmed somewhat last week, that again a fraction easier here against the greenback, which is where are you? It's down slightly here on the dollar index. That's got sterling a tad firmer at 1.3645. Beg your pardon, that's the euro at 1.3645, and sterling virtually unchanged at 164, or just above. And precious metals, the hard money, that was definitely a little bit firmer in here today. So we're back up to the higher side of the trading range of the last, nearly 2 months for gold. And it closed here, or it's still trading after hours, at $1,274.50. That's up just over 11. And the silver has pushed up to above 20. It's currently at 20.05. Here, the other two precious metals also a little bit steadier here. So really, it's just been sideways ranging here in these precious metals with a slight upward bias for gold. Now, what has happened is that gold and silver have corrected the short-term oversold conditions that we saw during the beginning of last week. So the interesting point is, will it now get hit up at these levels, now that it's back at the higher side of the range, gold and silver, or will they actually break up out of these ranges? I don't know. I've got an open mind on this. I feel that over the medium term, they will break upwards. But are they going to do it here this week? Well, we'll see. And crude oil, and let's see, look at some of these other commodities. Crude oil Brent is weaker. That had rallied a couple of dollars on Friday, but it's given up one of those. Currently at 108.53. And the WTI, $100 even. Here, the industrial metals are all a little bit firmer in here today, and grains and beans, quiet and mixed, and that's pretty much it. So I guess it all depends. Well, we'll see. We'll expect a little bit more excitement tomorrow, coinciding with Janet Yellen's speech. On that note, all the very best to all of you.